He came in the power of his Father's name that transcends every language barrier. You imagine, folks, then some dialect in Africa trying to pronounce that Mutata Sardar. That's the way his name is enunciated in every nation. And most of the world know about him today. Most of America do. So his name is an everlasting name. His name is everlasting. It's not a temporal name. His name is an everlasting name. He says in verse 10 of the same chapter, Jeremiah. He said, therefore, will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. All of them are given unto covetous. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, his goods. He said they're all given unto covetousness, from the prophets even unto the priests. Everyone deals what? Falsely. You can't find one today that deals righteously. That's why you must be led by the Spirit of Yahweh. I'm telling you, saints. You got to be led. You must be led. You must find that place where you can pray like Messiah did. Until you know I'm ready. You can sleep on. You can tell the whole world you all sleep on. I'm ready to be offered up. I'm ready at this time. So it makes no difference at all. You all sleep. I am ready. I'm ready to be delivered into the hands of the wicked one. So it makes no difference at all. You sleep, I'm ready. Now that is the place we must get to. That we are ready. And this, what we call the assembly, is not ready. Your heart is not ready for him. Your mind, your spirit, no ready love for him. You reject him, he's going to reject you. You dealt falsely with him. Well, how did these things come about? Why do we reject his word? Do you know why you reject his truth? Do you know why, saints? It's in scripture. It tells you why. It tells you exactly why you reject the truth of Yahweh. It's right there in the book that we read. That we take very little time. It doesn't inspire hearts. Yet you stop reading a novel. You must get back to it the next hour, next day. Something is wrong in your spirit. And I warn any of you all here to read those vile things they call love books. You got to get that trash off these grounds. I don't care who you are, you wicked thing. There's only one love book. My name is in that love book. That shows what kind of love he has for me. Now I want to read something for you in Mark chapter 7. I want to show you why. We show you why you reject the word of Yahweh. It's right here. Messiah said this. It's in red in your text too. Look what it says. Mark chapter 7. Mark 7 verse 8. He says, for laying aside the commandments of Yahweh. That's what you do. You lay aside the commandments. Ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups. And many other such like things as ye do. And he said unto them, full well, ye reject the commandments of Yahweh, that ye may keep your own tradition. Now that's why you reject his word. That you may keep your own tradition. That's why. Hallelujah. You reject the word of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. Men reject the preaching of this kind of soundness, that they may keep their own tradition. They've been brought up a certain way, so in order to keep that, then they will reject the commandments of Yahweh, so they can keep their own traditions. And that's what this nation does. That's what they do, elder. They reject his law. They reject his word to keep tradition. That's what the Pope said, that when scripture wants to distract or battle with what the Pope says, we take authority over scripture. We have more authority than scripture. That's a lie from hell. They say when our traditions, when scripture want to battle with our traditions, then that's where it stops. And that's what we have the power to say scripture's wrong. And that's what the Spirit has done today. And that's why men, that's why their hearts are hardened. Why? Because their traditions cause them to reject the word of Yahweh. It causes them to reject the word of Yahweh. You've been raised to raise up a Pentecostal way. You hear things that are right. The shout about the laws of Yahweh. You reject that. Why? Because your tradition, the traditions of man has caused you to reject the laws of Yahweh. And you say, well, that just ain't quite right because you've been trained that way. It's something like in the physical sense, when a boxer or when an athlete, when they're going for the pinnacle or the zenith of their fitness, they will change their regimen. They don't do the same thing every day. Then we get folks that will work on them with strength. Some will work with them in endurance. Some will help build up certain muscles in their bodies. So they do a complete makeover. And that's what Yahweh is doing today. He's making his people. We're going to know the truth and we're going to be made free. That's what he's going to do, make us free. He's going to make us. He's got to make our minds and our hearts up. These old stubborn and unrepentant, impenitent hearts today. Our traditions won't allow us to repent. Well, I know what he says. Well, honey, I was born a Baptist. I'm on that one. Well, you going to hell a Baptist. You going to hell a Pentecostal. You going to hell a Jesus only. You going because you always called and chosen his elect. The faithful, the called, and the chosen of Almighty Yahweh. Those are his, no one else. And that's it. You can call it Calvinist or whatever you want to. That's scripture. Out of the book that you read out of, that's scripture. He hasn't changed that one bit at all. You said out of forest. Millions die going into darkness every day. And they say he's going to save the world. Lies. He's going to save his people. Will save his house. And those are of the house of Israel. We that have been engrafted in by the birth of the Spirit, we are the sons of Yahweh. Now that's just it. Has nothing to do with before the foundations of the earth, he called and ordained those that were his. He never showed me in scripture when he told you to pray for your son or your daughter or your mom or your daddy to get saved. Now, as this tradition of man has taught us, show me! There's nowhere in scripture. I don't get what text you find. You can't find it. And we didn't taught these lies. And the things that we ought to pray for, we don't pray for. The things we ought to be on our face for, we don't get on our face for those things. What about daddy? Let daddy go to hell where he's going. He's rejected the truth of your way. You think you can save him? He brought them out of Egypt and he destroyed the majority of them. 19 in all, they went into the kingdom. That's all. He said, by your traditions, full well ye reject the commandments of Yahweh, that ye may keep your tradition. Your own. Let's see what he said. Your own. You possess that. You reject Yahweh's commandments, that you may keep your own tradition. Full. Reject the commandment of Yahweh that you may keep your tradition. And that's what men do today. They reject the commandment of Yahweh to love him with all and to love thy neighbor. That they may keep their tradition. And there's a way you can love him without honoring his name. I don't care what you say. You walk into a king's palace, you honor the king. And he is the mighty king. What king there is that has no name? Every leader of the world today, they have a name. And you pronounce that name in their own tongues. It may be difficult for you to do it, but you pronounce that name in their tongue. You don't go to Libya and call Muammar Gaddafi some other name. You call him Muammar Gaddafi. You don't go to Egypt and call Mubarak Manny because that's what it means in Spanish. You call him Mubarak. You don't call Sharon Sharon. You call him Sharon. When they tell you who was the prime minister of Israel, it took you the longest to pronounce that one, didn't it? Netanyahu. That's his name. It doesn't change. The father's name hasn't changed. How can he have a name change when you take the name in vain? What are you taking in vain? What name? That's what it says in your text. What name is a vain name that's a worthless name? There must be a name that is associated even with that God that we can take it in vain to say it's nothing. This is a foolish generation. It's an ignorance. It's a stupid generation. That's why we need to get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all thy getting, get wisdom. In all thy getting. He says in verse 6, I want to read this in Romans chapter 2. He said, when he will reward each one according
to his works. That's what he's going to do. Yahweh is going to reward everyone according to their works. Every man, he's going to reward them according to their works. To the ones of one hand, who by patient, verse 7, by patient, persistent in doing righteousness, seek for praise, honor, and immortality, he will give them eternal life. Now that's what scripture says. He's going to judge every man according to their own works. And every man is going to be judged according to their own works. Where does it begin? Where does this judgment begin? Where does it begin? It begins in your own heart, the house. If there is where you always dwell. If judgment must first, judgment must, for the time is come, that judgment must first. For we're in that time where judgment must first begin at the house of Yahweh. And if it begins with us first, if this judgment begins with us saints, what shall be the end of them that what? Obey not the truth. What truth is that? His laws, his commandments are the truth. Those that obey not the truth of Yahweh, what was he speaking of when Kephar Peter began to write that? When he wrote unto those saints, what truth were they obeying? What truth did they have? They did not have Matthew or any of the other ones. They didn't have those books, saints. They had the Torah, they had the Psalms, and they had the prophets. That's what they had. They had nothing else but that. And they read them in the tabernacle, in the house of Yahweh. They had to read those things. They did not have this. There was no printing press. And when a letter was wrote, it had to be written by another brother to be dispersed by someone else. To take to those saints there in Philippi. Those saints there in Corinth. That's how it was done. God knew all the way. So there were no collection of books. And there was only one. And that was the Torah. And they knew the Torah. And every man didn't have a copy of the Torah. It's a foolish generation. It thinks that that generation will like this generation with their computers and internet and all that. They had something much greater than that. They had the spirit of truth. And they walked in truth. They got internet and all that to keep them away from Yahweh. They spent hours surfing and looking for trash. It shouldn't be surfing. No one should be on that thing searching for nothing. You don't spend hours searching for nothing. No, I don't do it. I said to Brother Dale, I've had this thing before. Even folks knew what the internet was. I've never gotten a naked picture. Why? Because I've never looked at anything. I've never gotten nothing like that. Never in all my life. Never. Almost 20 years. Never. Never. Because I don't go searching. I don't need to search. I need to seek him. Search the scriptures. That's what I want to search. That. I want to search the scriptures. Hallelujah. The scripture says in Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19. We're in that time, saints. Judgment must begin at the house of Yahweh. If it first began with us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the truth? It says the truth there, doesn't it? At 1 Peter 4:17, it says that obey not the truth. Obey not the truth. That's what it says. What shall be the end of those that obey not the truth? Those that don't want to obey the truth, they say, I don't have to do that. I don't have to say that. I don't have to walk that way. Scripture says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. And Moshe went up to Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thou shalt say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, verse 4, Exodus 19. Ye have seen, he says, no doubt you've seen what I did unto Egypt, and how I bare you upon eagle wings, and brought you unto myself. He said, I brought you for one purpose, that I may take honor in what I've done. I brought you unto myself. He said, now therefore, he said, listen to this in verse 5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice, indeed, don't compromise what I say. He said, I keep my covenant. Then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. We are a peculiar people. We should be, shouldn't we? Only if we obey His words. That's why we're not peculiar. The sanctified sisters shouldn't look like the world is women. They shouldn't dress like them. They shouldn't act like them. Their aspirations shouldn't be like them. Your hairstyle shouldn't be like them. You shouldn't wear what this wicked Jezebel world wear. You should dress in a way that's simple and modest and righteous unto Yahweh. He said, we are peculiar. He said, if you obey me, He said, you will be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. Everything in the earth belongs to Yahweh. He says, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Is that not in the New Testament as well? A royal priesthood? A holy people? Is it not the same? We have just been ignorant and tricked, saints. And Satan is a master doing that. If he did it to Eve, what do you think he's going to do to us? So he hasn't changed. He said, you're going to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moshe came and he called for the elders of the people. And they laid before their face all these words which Yahweh commanded. He said unto them everything that he commanded. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. Now, did he give them commandments? So he said, all that he has spoken, we will do. Does that change for us? Does that change for us? Do we do what he says? Messiah said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by some of the words that come out of his mouth. He said every word, didn't he? Well, did the commandments come out of his mouth? Did the commandments come out of his mouth? Did he not speak those commandments unto Moshe? Then how do we not live by them? He said, we will obey every word. Every word. And Moshe returned the words of the people unto Yahweh. He said, Father, oh, he heard them. He said, but they said they obey every word. They're going to do everything you said. My, what a witness. That their law ought to frighten us. That this man went back to Yahweh and said, they said whatever you say. Whatever you say, we say that. Whatever you say, I do. Whenever you tell me to go, I go. On my condition. On my traditions. On my plan. We don't mean that. We're liars. And no liar is going to tarry before him. You need to have him empty you out and cleanse you. That's what you need. Let's look at the 23rd chapter of Exodus, verse 20. Now the same people said that we will do what you say. Everything you say. It says in Exodus 23, verse 20, Yahweh said, behold, I send a Moloch before thee. I send my ministering power. For what reason? To keep thee in the way. And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Not prepared a place, but you're going to have to be kept in the way to get to that place. And so we can't get to that spiritual place today, say, because we're not kept in the way. Look what kind of retention you have. Look how long your mind can, you know, you can focus on one thing. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. When he set his face toward Jerusalem, nothing changed that. And our face is not set on the things that are above. Our affection is not there. Your affection right now is on your bellies. Something to eat. Your slothfulness, your laziness. Well, I didn't have enough rest last night. Why could you? All you got to do is go to bed. You could have went there right after the meal yesterday. But that's not how we do it. You don't come out to prayer on Shabbat. So you can sleep at 10 o'clock. Slothful generation, lazy. I say to you all, it doesn't make any difference whether you get offended. We offend Yahweh every day. We transgress against His law. We spit on Him. We pierce Him afresh. We don't want to think we're doing that. We find some Jezebel to tell us, oh, you all right. That's what a Jezebel tells a man. That's what she tells you the most. You're the fattest man I ever met. She tells every man that. That's what she tells. That's what this whore tells him every day. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to be flowing in prosperity and blessing. God wants you to have perfect health. I know what scripture says. I will show you what it says. He said, I'm going to put something on you now. If you want to walk right, if you want to walk in my healing, you got to keep my commandments. He says in verse 21, he said, you beware of him and obey his voice.
Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions. Why? For my name is in him. He said, my name. When you see him, you see my name. That authority, my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak. He didn't say some that I speak. He said, do all that I speak. Isn't that somebody say they love Jesus, quote, and they don't even love that what they call Jesus. Because he tells us what to do. If a man loves father, mother, brother, sister, house and land more than he loves him, then he cannot even be his disciples. We regard their sins and their wickedness. It should be a reproach to Yahweh. There should be no fellowship with him. I don't care if it's your daddy, mama. He means what he says. Oh, he doesn't change. They don't know even the one they call Jesus. He said, but if thou shalt indeed, look at this, obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Verse 25. And if ye serve Yahweh, your father, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take what? Sickness away from what? The midst of thee. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. If we just obey what he said, we keep the commandments of Yahweh. He said, I will take sickness from the midst of thee. And that's all they're full of sickness today. Pray for this. Pray for that. Pray for this. He tells us how to overcome the sickness. Just obey what he says, saints. Do what he says. By the stripes of Messiah, we hear why. Because did he do all things to please the Father or something? He did not even please himself. He did everything. So he obeyed the law. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. The laws and the prophets pointed everyone to him. Why? Because he is the power, the representative, and the personality of Yahweh that has come. That's what he is. He is the hope of our salvation. For he leads us to the Father. And he points us to the Father. He doesn't take no attention away from the Father. He appoints every man to the Father. That's the truth. Even he taught us how to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy name is a wonderful name. I pray in your name. And I'm going to pray in that name. I'm not praying in no pagan Jesus, no Lord, no God. I'm going to pray in the name of Yahweh. I bless him for Yahshua, Messiah. For that is my hope of salvation. For that's all he is, the salvation of Yahweh. Names were important in the Hebrew text and language. In America, they mean nothing. That's why you make up names, Shaneka, Shareka, Shabeka, Shaquaka, Shaneka, Shalaka. We make up all kinds of names. That is the truth. Jacob Omar, they take part of the daddy's, part of the mama's, part of something, and they make up names today. That's how they did it. That's why when they call him Yohanan the Baptizer, they say, oh, Zachariah, that is not the order of this established anointing that is in the family. Tomoka, Tamika, Tataka, Tatika, Tatuka. What do they mean? I remember asking a woman, first of all, the mama standing there, she was older than about 30, 32, 30. She was about 28 or 29, 30. No one 30. That's the true age. She had two twins, two of them. Both of them had babies. And I'm standing there astonished. I'm looking at this woman. I'm looking at her like, what in the world is this? So I said, what's the child's name? I can't recall the child's name. It was something like Taboka, Tataka, Tapaka. I said, can I ask you one question? Even back then, Yahweh had given me enough sense and wisdom. I said, what does that mean? Their lives are meaningless because their names are meaningless. And so they induce that kind of spirit upon their children because their names are meaningless. They have no meaning, and that spirit imparts into them. Every spirit has a name, saints. You don't just make up nothing. They ain't nothing new, saints. They ain't nothing new. Everything is here. And so they name them Shaboka, Shabaka, Shabuka. What is that? Tell me, please. Because they have confused minds, and they impart that same kind of confused spirit in the children, and they are as nutty as the mama or some seafaring pappy. Yahweh never intended for that. That's why they said to Zachariah, come on now. This ain't right. This is not the order. There's no one there named that.
Yahweh said, because he, Messiah didn't come out of the Levitical priesthood either. He said, I'm doing something old. Folks say he's going to do a new thing. He done a new thing there. He did. He did. That's why he's doing the new thing now. Men are going to exalt his name, and they're going to know his name. They're going to stand there with the Muslims, the Hindus and all, and they're going to call on Yahweh. Oh, and then they're going to call on some God, or some Lord. They're going to call on his name. That's who they're going to call on. And they're going to know that that's his name. That's why the world, they know that that name Jesus is not the name of the Father. They know that. And they don't fear that. Believe me, they do know that. See, there's too much documentation to show us that they don't. You should all say it to the Galatians. Turn quickly, Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. What a profound statement here, Galatians 5, 7. He said, ye did run well. Galatians 5, 7. You ran well. He said, now I want to ask you a question. What did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? What truth did they have? We know what David said. He said, thou art near, O Yahweh, all of thy commandments are truth. That's what he said. Now he said, now what did hinder you that you did not obey the truth now? What stopped you that you did not obey the truth? He said, I want to tell you something. This persuasion coming not of him that calleth you. Don't tell me this is Yahweh that calls you to walk far from the truth. He said, this persuasion did not come from him that calling you. He said, I want to tell you a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Just a little of your sin, your flesh. That's why you're in the shape you're in, because of your sin, your flesh. He said, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. That's what he does. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. And he said, you have been turned away from the truth. Can I tell you why we have been turned away, Satan? Can I show you in scripture? This is for you too. I'll show you in scripture why you've been turned away. Look at Titus. Titus chapter 1. This is Titus 1:14. I'll show you why we've been turned away from the truth. This is why. Titus 1:14. He tells us, Shaw says, look now, don't give yourself, not giving heed to Yoda or Jewish fables of falsehoods. We give way to religious fables. That's what we do. Pentecostals, Baptists, Methodists. That's what we give heed to. He said, don't give heed to those things. And commandments of men. Now that is what we have done. Commandments of men that turn from what? That's what they turn from. And they turn you from the truth. The commandments of men turn us from the truth. Did not we walk in that commandment to keep the first day? And it turned us from the truth, didn't it? Sure it did, saints. You might as well say, thank you, Father. That's what it has done. Turned us from the truth. Oh, those scriptures are applicable now. He's a very present help. He's a now. He's not a back then. He's a now. That word is a now word, all right? So we can't give heed to those things. To black folks' religion. To white folks' religion. To Jewish religion. Commandments of men. Well, You give a little bit and you make sure you get yours. See, man, those are his commandments. His commandments, well, you give a little bit and God wants you to have much. Those are his commandments. That's nowhere found in scripture. It's not even found. Nowhere in scripture. Nowhere. And so that's what they've done. They've given themselves over unto to black fables, to white fables, Jewish fables, all kind of fables. Commandments of men. And all these things turn a man away from the laws of Yahweh's righteous truth. Your emotions, your feelings, it turns you away from the laws of truth. You get angry, you get upset, you get mad, and you get foolish because of your own commandments. It's not the laws of Yahweh. That's why they're turned from the truth. Because of their fables, their lies. That's what a fable is. It's a lie. That's what it is. That's what a fable is. It's just a little story that based on lies, something that is fiction. Is that based on truth? Fables. Aesop fables or tales. They're based on lies. Not based on realities and truths. So you don't give heed to those things. They're little fables, they're little stories. They turn you away from the truth, saints, what they do. The Second Thessalonians, Joel says in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6. The Second Thessalonians. This is your way. Verse 6, seeing it is a righteous thing with Yahweh to recompense or to reward tribulation to them that trouble you. That's what it says now. That's why I say pray for. Because it's my righteous judgment that I'm going to bring on them. He said, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When Yahshua shall be revealed from the heavens with his mighty Melechim, in flaming fire now, that's how he's coming. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not what it says in that text. Know not God. Know not what? Know not God. Huh. Now who is he going to take vengeance on? Those that know not God? Which God? No, those that know not Yahweh and that obey not the truth. It says gospel there, but obey not the message of our Redeemer, Yahshua Messiah. Now that's who he's going to come taking vengeance on. Who shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of Yahweh and from the honor of his power. Why? Because men will not obey the truth today. And of course, when Israel did not obey him, he took vengeance on them. We must understand that since you can't walk, I don't care what tradition teach us. I don't care what your mama's tradition taught us. If we have been taught things that we have been based even our religious experience, and I use that word because what we have been taught by mama or daddy or what they taught us. What we were taught in the Baptist Sunday school or the Methodist Sunday school, we base things on that, and it's far from the reality of whom Yahweh is. It's far from it. They taught commandments of men. Yes, they did. They teach the laws of Yahweh. It's all right to watch television. You shouldn't set no evil thing like that before your eyes. It's all right to do. It's all right to go to the movie house. No, you shouldn't be in places like that. It's all right for women to wear pants. All right for this. They taught those commandments and those laws of men. They're wrong, saints. They turn people away from the truth. So when you confront a woman that wears pants, you say, daughter, you should wear. Well, what's wrong with this? God looks on the heart. He don't care about the outside. You Jezebel. They tell your husband to put on a dress there and you wear the pants. See, those are the commandments they began to retort to. Well, God looks on the outside, on the inside. He don't care what's on the outside. Those are the commandments they have been taught. And they turn away from Deuteronomy where it says a man should not and a woman should not wear that which pertains unto one another. So they turn away from those commandments. Well, they wore the same thing like this back then. Well, I tell you what, my friend, you better find out what a woman's garment is and a man's garment is. You better find that. Let's look into that picture of old John Kerry in some big whorehouse, this Baptist Jezebel house up there in Maryland somewhere. Of course, all the Negroes are so happy to have him around now. You should have saw every woman. They all had on pants. And this big old bishop, he called himself a bishop in his turnaround collar and his big robe. If you had a seen that, say, look at the death in this thing. The man is not saved. They're not saved. They put him in a place to speak. They won't be speaking to the people of their God he is. The God of politician, the God of lust, because they lust just like the American government. They're all full of lust, full of greed and covetousness. Want to take from someone else. Greedy for someone else's. Desiring someone else's. And all of them with pants on, blue jeans, right? I think, what an abomination. Well, they brought an abominable thing in there because it was nothing but a bunch of abominable heathens. That's all it is. Dress it up. Well, they're good people. They're non-good. They're not good. You can't even be good. He's the only one that can make us right. So they're not good. They don't obey his truth. They support the platform of Caesar. You just leave it alone. We go to our mighty king. He's mightier than President Bush. He's mightier than President Putin. He put them in power. So he's the mighty one. He's the mighty one. It says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. I'm going to read it. I'm not going to wait on you. Hebrews 5, verse 8. It says, though he were a son, the Messiah was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Now this generation suffers nothing, so they have no obedience. They don't want to suffer anything. So there's no obedience unto Yahweh. They don't want to suffer the loss of their own flesh. They're not going to suffer the loss of son, daughter, husband, wife. They're not going to suffer the loss of anything. Mama, daddy, they're not going to suffer. They're not going to suffer that loss. No, they're not. They think it's a great loss. But it's not a loss at all. He said, though he was a son, yet learning obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect. He was made perfect. He became the author. Now, he's the author of eternal salvation unto whom? All them that what? Obey him, and he is the word of Yahweh made flesh. So how can that word be made flesh deny this? How can he deny the Father's name? How can he deny the love of the Father? They say they obey him. I love Jesus. They're liars. They love a Jesus, but it's not Messiah. They love a Christ. And they have perfumed him up and made him smell good. He smelled good when they're in their Christian clubs. Do you know they have those today? They got their Christian clubs, no smoking now, and no drinking, but they got that bull drink and those drinks that stimulate the hormones. They got Christian rock, Christian rap, and they got Christian clubs, and they just go there and they just praise Jesus, Jesus all day, and they have such a wonderful time. You tell me that's paganism. That's so pagan. It is so pagan. It is so pagan. It is so pagan. It is pagan, pagan, pagan. Yahweh is not in that trash. He is not in it. They got all kinds of things. Christian club owners, Christian clubs. This one woman that owned the one out there in Colorado, boy, she put $5 million in the place to fix it up just to make it attractive to this generation, the unchurched and everyone. That's what they call them, unchurched. They're damnable seeds of darkness. They're not even born again. They're children made for hell. Yahweh never intend for us that which is esteemed highly among men is an abomination to Yahweh. He never intend for you to have your flesh all aroused and to have some kind of sensation. Why? Because you lose perspective in the spiritual realm. That's why he's given them the knowledge that Satan has used that television and it's going to destroy more folks than anything. It destroys mama, daddies. Mamas can't love husband because they got to do this. They can't cook. Husband can't love wife because they're looking at these Jezebel, these whores, naked, frolicking on television. They can't be satisfied with their wives. They have such lustful, covetous mind. That's wickedness. That is not of Yahweh. I don't care if you're watching a football game, they're naked. I don't care whether they're cooking, they're naked. I don't care what they're doing, they're naked. They're exposing everything there is. What an abomination. Queer guys for straight guys. Faggots. Look, that's one of the most popular shows on television. That's the truth, saints. What an abomination. A thing that's that evil that bring that into your house, man. No, if I had to go somewhere in the woods with just y'all with me, I'll go and wait on him until the change comes. Like he did usually, he bears them up on eagle wings. He bears up on eagle wings. It's an abomination. It's a filth. You see the filth in the children. They're filthy of things. They're vile of things. Their minds are inundated with demonic power. They can't do right. They can't walk right. They can't even think right. That's the truth. That's the power of hell. And Satan is doing that because their souls have been filled with darkness. That's the truth. That is the truth. Whether we reject it or not. I've got a few more scriptures I want to read. There are many more, but I'm going to read these. Book says in Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 16. It says, but they and our fathers dealt proudly, and they hardened their necks. That's what this generation does. They're proud. They harden their necks. They harden their necks. That's why Stephen said, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. You always do resist the Spirit of Yahweh. He said, hearken not to thy commandments. Is that not what it says in Nehemiah? The restoration. He says, you didn't hearken unto my commandments. He said, and refuse to what? Obey. You refuse to obey. Neither were mindful of thy wonders. They weren't even mindful of your wonders that thou didst amongst them. But they hardened their neck. And in their rebellion, they appointed a captain to rule or to return to bondage. Even in their rebellion,
They appointed them a captain, O Aaron, to return them back to their bondage. That's what they did. Make us a God. But thou art Yahweh, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsaketh them not. It says, yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocation. What fools they are. Make something and said, that's what brought us out. Yet thou, in thy many merciful mercies, forsook them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light, the way wherein they should go. Even in the midst of all that, in all of our stubbornness, all of our wickedness, all of our sin, he still bent that to show us the way that we should go, saints. What he's trying to do is show us the way that we should go now. He's trying to show us the way that we should go. The way we have gone, it hasn't produced nothing. It hasn't produced no consensus. It hasn't produced no love. Don't tell me it produced love. And now he said, I brought you the marvelous light, Messiah, to show you how to go in the way, to keep you in the way. I brought my laws and my truth to keep you in your heart, to keep you in the place before me, that you will not get far from me. Here's the truth. Hallelujah. He said, I've done that. And that's what he has done. It does not change. It does not change one bit at all. Not one bit at all. Scripture says in Acts chapter 5. O Kepha, Peter here with a great trial of affliction. Acts 5 verse 28. As they began to admonish the apostles, O Kepha, the brothers, look what they said now in Acts 5 28. Saying, did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in this name? You see, that's the commandment of man. Don't speak in that name. Don't use that name. It makes no difference what the name lies. He said, they would not command you not to speak in that name. And believe me, when he was talking, he was not talking about the name of Jesus. It can never be translated Jesus, nor Jehovah. He said, and behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine now, and intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Kepha and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than man. Is that what he says? We're going to obey Yahweh rather than men. See, the tradition of men that have removed us from the truth. I'm going to obey him rather than man. Oh, yes, I am. He said, we'd rather obey Yahweh than man. He said, Yahweh of our fathers, raise up Yahshua, whom ye slew, and you hang on a tree. Now, that's what he said. You put him on a tree. Him hath Yahweh exalted. Now, who exalted Messiah? It tells us. Him hath Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for to give repentance unto Israel. Now, that's what he should do. He wants to give repentance unto Israel. And we are Israel. And forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of this thing. And so is also the Holy Ruah, the Spirit, whom Yahweh hath given to them that what? See, that's who he gives it to, saints. Isn't that something folks tell you? They tell you, come on up. You want to be saved? Yes, sir, I want to be saved. All right. Say, I repent in Jesus' name. I repent in Jesus' name. I want to be saved. Now, if a man is intended to be saved, you always want to save him. It has nothing to do with what he says out of his mouth. All right? He just saved us. You want to be saved? All right, you're saved. Come on, let's anoint him with oil. Come on. We're going to pray for you, not David Robinson. Now, come on. You want the Holy Ghost? He has that, have no understanding of obedience. None whatsoever. That's how it's done now. Pray hands on him. Come on. Well, anybody can do that. That's what they do. Come on. You see, they obeyed Yahweh. See, after the 10 days after he had gone back into the kingdom, they waited that 10 days. And then that's 50 days after Passover. They call it Pentecost. But they waited that 10 days. They waited that 10 days. They were there in 10 days. They waited there. You see, they were there in Jerusalem. And they went to the upper room and they waited there for what? 10 days, as old bishop would say. 10 days. 50 days from Passover to Pentecost. So they waited there for 10 days. Well, they obeyed Yahweh. And Peter was speaking, Kepha was speaking of the experience by this mighty anointing that will be poured out to those that obey him. Now, that's not what they tell you today. Just come on, honey. Just get the, you get the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on. Come on.
Lies. 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 You got to teach them oracles of Yahweh. You must teach them the laws and the principles of Yahweh. And then what about on his dad? He said, I will do everything he says. I'll do it. And then he pours out his anointing upon him. That's how it comes. And so they're wholesaling this trash today. I can imagine old Bishop Longstead, Charlotte, how many are going to go. He's going to have them by the hundreds around there. And they're going to all be, even the Baptists do that now, where they used to shun that. No, they got these charismatic men today, and these men that are very, very charming. They hoop and holler, but they talk about the blessings. Come on, honey, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let it go. Oh, now. That's what they do. It's not your always anointing. That's a false spirit. He gives the spirit to those that obey him. He gives the spirit to those that obey him. He's given us laws to obey and commandments that we must walk in. That's why today this trash they call the anointing, it is not this anointing. For man is willing and obedient. Only then shall he eat the good. Not that. No, the spirit of Yahweh doesn't make you do that. Peter didn't act like a fool like that. So he may have said, and the old Parthians over there, they fell on their faces and said, well, truth, this is the word of Yahweh. He didn't look like some fool. No, he didn't do that. I never believed that was of Yahweh. Never! That's not the spirit. Now, Peter didn't do that. Bartholomew didn't do that. No, Johanna didn't do that. Thaddeus didn't do that. They began to speak that profound truth of Yahweh. Or they may have spoken tongues. But they understood what they said. And so all that trash today, wholesale today, he gives it to them that obey him. And men today don't obey Yahweh. They don't. He must be taught. And for 10 days they waited. 10 days. 10 days. Why 10 days? In that Yahweh saw the perfect fulfillment. He knew that they would obey him. And they were ready to die. And they all did too. 10 days. And he poured out a mighty anointing. That's why Kapha said, look, you're going to have to obey him. We know this, so I'd rather obey Yahweh than man. So what you do to me, it doesn't mean nothing. For me to die, for me to die is to live. It's my gain. For me to live is to obey his word. So kill me. It doesn't make any difference. I know one thing. I have what he said he would give. Because I have obeyed him. And I can speak with a boldness, the same one that denied him, did he? And then even the scriptures say he cursed that. He said it in a fashion that man is a false man, what he said. That's what he said about Messiah. That name he preached, and no, he didn't say that son of this mother. No, he didn't say that what we proceeded to be cursed. What he said that what he did was in vain. He's in a cursed thing. You see why they hanging him on the tree? So you know he's in a cursed thing. He said a cursed thing. That's what he said. He even cursed. Ah, come on. So he did. That's why he went back and did his own thing about his own business. But he was called, the elect, as a chosen of Yahweh. That's why. That's why. When he spoke to him, come on, Kepha, he obeyed. And when he was endowed with that power, he spoke like no other one spoke. These men is not what you think it is, my friend. But this is what he always said he would do through that one that you have rejected. Oh, everything that Peter, that Kepha preached that day, it's not there. The story is so profound, even though Luke could try and die, in all of his writing, he could not strive all that. What he said was right. He gave us enough. He gave us a glimpse. But what he said, that's enough. He gave us enough. He gave us that. He only gave the Spirit to them that owe whom. He will give the Spirit to them that, and verse 32, and we are his witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ruah, whom Yahweh now hath given to them that obey him. Now when they heard that, they were cut to their heart. And they took counsel to kill them. Just because he said that? Because he said you don't have what you got? They were cut. They were angry. And they were ready to kill him. That's what men do today. They get angry with the men of Yahweh because he doesn't speak according to their traditions. and what they say. Scripture says in Hebrews, I want to read this. Hebrews 13 and 17. It says, obey them that have the authority to proclaim unto you the truth of Yahweh. But obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. Is there not a sad shame? Because what good would a man like Brother Neesmith be here if he lays out on the job and he must call them and report to them and tell them what he's going to do, and yet a man of Yahweh, there's no obligation to him. That's wrong. That's wrong, saint. That he skirts around him and say, no, I don't have to tell him. That's wrong. And yet he has to report to that man. But he said, oh, that's what it says in that book, you King James enthusiasts. It said, obey them that have the rule over you. Not put the authority in that, because that's what it, obey them that have authority. You have authority to preach and to tell you and to instruct you. It tells you to obey them. Now that's scripture. And he says, submit yourself. That's what he says. Just do what they said. Just submit yourself. For they watch for your soul. And they must give an account. And they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you. It's not for them, but for you, it's unprofitable. And folks, today say, well, I don't have to do it. Yeah, he said, do that. How can you say you love him and you don't do just that? Well, you don't obey them. Well, you don't submit. He said, submit yourself. How can you say you love Yahweh? How can you say you keep his commandments? That's not the truth. You don't have his commandments. It is absolutely right. I had a scripture here I had printed out. I want to write it. Read this. You can't have him and say you love him when you can't obey what he says. There's no way. You must obey what he says. And he means what he says. And there's no doubt about that. None whatsoever. None. It was just like the foolish Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Now that's what they have done. They will not obey the truth. And that's what this generation has done. They will not obey Yahweh. Will not adhere to what he says and obey what he commands us to do. He tells us to obey them. They have the rule. They have authority to preach unto us this mighty truth of Yahweh. Yet we walk in our own counsel and our own ways and do what we want to do. It's not going to work that way, saints. Not one bit at all. One bit. There's one scripture. I want to read it. I know what it says. It's in the First John, Yohana. First Yohana, chapter 2, verse 4. I believe this. I believe just this truth right here. I read it last week. I'm going to read it like it is. I'm going to read it like it is in that text you have. First John, chapter 2, verse 4. He that saith, I know him, or I know God. I use that. He said, I know him. And keepeth not his commandments. He is a liar. And what is not him? The truth is not in that one. I don't care what they say. He said he loves Yahweh and don't keep these commandments, sister. He's a liar. And the truth is not in that one. He said, I love him and keep not his commandment is a liar. And the truth is not him. Well, I keep that one. You don't murder, do you? Huh? You keep that one too. You don't commit adultery. You don't steal. You don't bear false witness. You don't covet. Huh? You say you honor. I know you honor the laws of your father and your mama more. You honor Yahweh's laws. You remember the Shabbat, but what about that one? This world don't do that one. He said he loved Yahweh and keeping not his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not him. He has no truth in him. And that's the truth. When a man doesn't have the truth and he has no truth in him, he cannot obey the truth. He cannot do what the truth says. It is the truth that makes him free from all the traditions and the laws of kinsmen, mama, dad, all of them. You're not going into the kingdom with your wicked mama, your wicked daddy. You went all back to Detroit and did a sinful, wicked things. Say what you want to. I don't care if a daughter doesn't like it. Your brother Josh, makes no difference. You see, that's love, brother, because I would tell her she's wicked, she's going to die in her sins, and she's going to lose her soul. And that's the flat-out truth. Don't tell me you love her when you can't tell her that. Don't tell me you love her. You can gossip with her and talk about father and don't tell her she's lost. I tell her, I pray Yahweh break you down. So trouble you can't sleep. That's my prayer. Nothing else. I'm not going to pray give her a house. Put it out, Father. I'm not going to pray that. No, Messiah didn't pray for you to have no house. He prayed for you got food and raiment. He didn't pray for you to have no house. I'm not going to pray one bit if you get a house.
No. Pray if you get no car, nothing. Just fool it around and be content. You're not going to be content with a car. You get one car, you want another one. You see somebody else, you covet that one. You see a house bigger than yours, you covet that one. You got to get true figure. You will be free from all these things. You see somebody else's husband, you think your husband ought to be like that. You see somebody else's wife, you say, well, wife, you compare your wife with that. Hear the man say he loves Yahweh. And keep not his commandments. And keep not his commandments. He's a liar. And the truth, there's no law in him. No law at all in that one. I don't care what they say. They can tell you, oh, I love the Lord. I know they love their Lord. I love God. I know they love God. I won't dispute that. But they don't love Yahweh. How can you love him if you don't love his name? How can they love him if they don't love his name? How can you love him if you reject his name? You can't love him. No, he's not God. He is Yahweh. He's not Lord. He is Yahweh. He's not Jesus. A pagan lies. A pagan name. Now, if I'm saying that, I thought about this this morning. So I think about Brother Dale, baby just coming into the world. Father, I don't want to say anything that caused that man to error with his daughter or his son. I don't want to do that. It's either what I'm preaching, it must be the truth, or it's just a tremendous deception of lies that we're all lost in, it seems. It can't be that we are going the same way that the Christians are going. It cannot be. It cannot be. It cannot be, saints. It cannot be. No more than the Yordians were going the same way the Philistines, of the Hittites, or the Canaanites. They were all going different ways. Why? Because they didn't know the one that delivered like Yahweh delivered them. He delivered them to make his name known. They would say, who is this God that they prayed to that delivered them out of Pharaoh's hand? You think they said his name is God? They say, no. Even if his name was Jim, they say he's Jim. That's his name, Jim. You understand that? Those folks want to know, who is this God? Who is this mighty one? Who is this one that delivered them? Come on, Pharaoh, the strongest army there is. How was his army broken? They didn't use no swords. They didn't use no spears. They had no bow and arrows. They had nothing. They had faith and their God. What is this? What is this one's name? His name is Yahweh. That even though Solomon built him a house, the Queen of Sheba said, I want to see what this splendid thing is that I've heard. You understand? They didn't have no internet or paper. I was listening the other day when we were coming back from getting that powdered milk. I was listening that day. We're talking about some of the remote regions and places like Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq. And those imams or those clerics, the man said he was a reporter. He said that there was something happened 900 miles away. He said, so rural that you can't, he said, no telephone, no water, no electricity. He said, happened 900 miles away that night. And before that morning, the tribal chief knew everything. The very sequence, the very order. He said it was exactly like it was that was told to him. 900 miles away. Happened in Detroit. And he finds out about it before morning. How is that? He said before that morning he knew it. He knew it. He said it's unbelievable how things. He said how they know. They have no television. They have no radios. And yet they know exactly what's taking place. They know exactly what's taking place. He said it was a marvelous thing. He said it was something to see it. It was something to see how they operate. We're going to know all things as he did. And the son knew who the father was. And his name is Yahweh. I'm going to call on that name. Praise him. Almighty Yah. The self-existent one. No beginning. That is his name. May Yahweh bless you. Pray he give you peace today and strength. Cause your heart to hope in him. So many are lost today, saints, going down a dark spiral into hell. They have no understanding of truth. They love churchianity, churching. They don't mind that, singing. And their little events, they make sure the preacher, he's going to have 45 minutes. They give him that. It depends. And they do all the other little frolicking and follying and reject the laws of Yahweh. What a profound statement he says here. Isn't that something? How he says that? Is that how he says it in your text, King? He said, remember. He said, remember. Did he say, remember that? Remember it. Remember. The Shabbat. From when this day is over, I began to remember, I began to think about the next 7 days. Because I look forward to it. I look forward to every single one of them. I will not let nothing interfere with that. Nothing. He said, remember the Shabbat and keep it holy. And yet they say, well, it's Sunday. No, that's a lie. Maybe like she told folks, well, it's all right. You, it makes no difference what day you worship. No, it makes it different. It makes it different. Because the shock about what the day in Jerusalem, where the city was shut down. And they worshiped that day. They worshiped that day. And that hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. And so you do things like that to make it appeasable for all. Well, as long as you rest on the Shabbat, it's all right to go on Sunday. No. If they keep Sabbath, it's the whole house. Sure it is. But a man hears the truth and rejects that, then he's accountable for that truth. Then what a man doesn't hear that? And once he hears it, he's accountable. And he can run all he wants and reject it. It's still the truth. Okay, what he says. It's still the truth. That doesn't change that at all. And so once he reveals the truth unto us, then once we understand that, well, you can reject it all you want, it's still the truth. You can run, you can hide, but you can't hide. That's just it. You reject something. You go to the store, you look in the apple, you say, I don't want that. You reject that. Why? Because it's too soft. Got a rotten spot. That's what rejection is. So you can't reject his name. His name is an everlasting name. His name was before the foundations of the earth. He had a name. And it was still Yahweh. He had a people that they were all one. Same language and everything. So he confound them. That's why he would never let it be one government upon the earth until this peace government come. And it will not be a one government. That's what we spoke to Mahalia. He said, we'll never be son. That's what they're trying to do. Democracy, whatever it will never be. And not one government has ever dominated the earth. Not even under the Roman authority. It all fell. He's not going to allow it. Until this beast power rise up. And she's going to join in this in cahoots with these vile, evil men that their hearts in the hands of Yahweh, that he's going to put it in their hands for a season. And then vengeance and fire from his throne shall rain down upon them. He's going to bring them together as a heap of trash to consume them with his vengeance and his anger. He's going to rid the earth of them for once and for all. And that's the truth. No, it's not some mythical. It's the truth. He's going to rain his terror down upon them. Why? Because they rejected the love of his truth. And you can reject the love of his truth. You can't allow your traditions and your commandments of men to reject that. Sure you can. It's what he says. What? Every word he says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of your wife. He did not say come out of my mouth. He said, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of, quote, God, unquote. That's what he says. What word came out of? He came out of Yahweh. Because he was the word made. No, he was made. Messiah was made flesh. Period. You can look at it anyway. He was made flesh. The word was made flesh. And we beheld this honor, this mighty power of the only begotten of Yahweh. He was the one begotten, made of it, come from his bosom. We are the begotten of the Father. Birth of him. That's what we are. Sons. Sons of Yahweh. Not sons of God. Sons of Yahweh. That's different between sons of gods and sons of Yahweh. The kings were known as sons of gods. Every king was known as a son of God. Every king. Search history. It will tell you they all even took on the spirits of their gods. Every king, they took on the attributes of their gods. Whatever their god was, they took on those attributes. And they did things according to the attributes of their god. But all about Yahweh, we do things according to his leading. Why? Because we take upon his attribute. He puts his spirit in us. Every god puts his spirit in his subjects. Doesn't Satan put his spirit in his wand? They raise hell. They sin. They do every kind of vile thing there is. Huh? They do every kind of vile thing there is. They pray to their gods. The faggots. The bull daggers. The lesbians. Yeah, the perverts. The whiskey drinkers. The conservative Christians. Wow, what a word. Liberal Christian. What is that? A liberal Christian. And a conservative Christian. I have no compunction with that. I just know they're not sons of Yahweh. Don't tell me, Mr. That batter, Mr. Core, is a son of Yahweh. He's just wealthy. Well, how's he wealthy? Because his father and those that that generation ancestry sold their souls unto the powers of hell. Satan hasn't changed. He's the same. You just bow down and worship me. I give it to you. And that's what these whole houses are doing today. They're worshiping. Through a pagan spirit today. That's what they are. It's not about Yahweh. It's not about his laws and commandments to clean the folks up. That they be coming for him with holy hands. Women fingernails painted up like some Jezebels. Earbobs painted up like whores. Pagans. Dresses on up to here. When they stand up, I don't care how. If they're fat, skinny, it makes no difference at all. Coming in them whole house with tank tops on, shorts on. Boys cornrows like that. Big earbobs in every ear, the little gals with their top belly button on and these whores, the whore houses, these men are afraid to say anything to them. Why? Because their wives are just that way. So they get the wife up, come on Pastor Roberts, come on up here Pastor Gene, talk to these folks, get on them. Well, he's afraid to say it because he can't say nothing to her. And she got a tattoo on her hip somewhere. Any good to speak, Pastor? You ignorant people don't think it's right to speak that? On this world, what they're doing to the minds of your children? But they put it in the newspapers? But they put it in the books in the libraries? What they're doing to them? Are we that ignorant we don't confront these things face on? You think they don't know what that is? You think these little gals, these little boys, what they know about stuff like that? They see it on everybody. Tattoos on the hips everywhere. What kind of woman would lay down and let some man tattoo her there? Tattoo on her belly button. Yahweh say you don't make no kind of marks on you like that. It's an abomination before Yahweh. And they go to these whorehouses with tattoos and everything. The preacher don't say anything. Come on. They wear them on their arm. They wear tattoos. Wait, when you get hot, watch how they go. You can go to, you go to the VCC, all of them. Watch how they go. I've seen them go in there. I say, man, what about? You go to the Baptist whorehouse, make something. The Lutherans make no difference. They all go the same. And that's true. They don't know the Father. He made the children of Israel. When he brought them out, he made them take a bath, clean up, put on good clothes. Put on, come on before me and worship me. You don't go before him dressed like some Jezebel. Like you go to the clubhouse. Like you go to some ball game. Now, he better not take up their time either. You don't own any time. Everything belongs to Yahweh. The earth, the fullness of it belongs to him. Your time. You have no time. He just put a little breath in you to awaken you this morning. That's all he did. And that's the truth. I won't be a part of his things. I don't care if no one stands. I won't be a part if no one stands. What I'm saying to you all, when I say that, I'm saying that I'm so for real and dedicated that what the Father says, don't make me forsake me. It won't make me forsake his truth. I won't. That's what I'm saying. And you better have that same kind of spirit too. I'm not going to forsake his truth for no man, nobody, no woman, no person, no friendship, none. I want to be his friend. I want to be the Father's friend. And if you're his friend, you won't try to cause me to do that. And if I'm his friend, I won't cause you to do it. No, I won't. No, I won't. I may be ignorant to some things, saints. I may be ignorant to many things. But I won't lead you astray in the truth. No. When I come to that knowledge, I don't care who it hurts. I don't care if it hurts me. I don't care what it says. I will do it. I don't care even his name. If I preach it by faith, whether you accept it or not, I still preach it. And I began it that way, by faith. Hallelujah. Now share that. Bless you all, saints. Be encouraged. Be faithful. Hallelujah.